This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
Soto's not an all-star. You got to admit it.
Based on what exactly?
Because he's a bum. Thank God he's not a Yankee. I'd rather have Oscar Azokar than him.
And what is that based on?
Because people vote on who's the all-stars, right?
Yeah.
And the people have spoken.
Which people are you talking about?
Every person who voted on the all-star ballot.
Right.
So he's not good enough.
According to who? According to what standard is he not good enough?
Every one of them.
But look at the numbers. If I were to tell you that he has better numbers than a lot of the guys that got selected, your response would be?
Then maybe people don't like him.
Okay. And is that a reason to make him not an all-star?
Sure.
Why? Why don't you like him? You'd rather have Oscar Azokar. Why is that?
Or Espinoza. I like Espinoza too.
Now, okay.
I'm dating myself.
Now, why is that? You root for who, Larry?
I know who it is. Yeah. You've talked to me before.
Yeah, a big what? Go ahead. Just let everybody know. We know it, but I want to confirm it. Go ahead.
The best team that ever has played the game. You know who it is. I don't even have to tell you.
The Cardinals? I thought you were a Yankee fan. I'm sorry, Larry, and thank you for the call. Cardinal fan? Oh, had me fooled. Larry, tricky right there. Leading me into, I thought it was a Yankee fan. Turns out he's a Cardinal fan. Best team ever. BT and Sal, all the fan. BT on vacation all week long, so just me and you. 888-808-1019. Let's finish up on the phones. Remember, too, we'll have a lot of guests as it pertains to David Wright. The Mets will be retiring his number out at Citi Field on Saturday. Can't wait for that. So we'll have a bunch of guests starting tomorrow with Terry Collins in studio at 11 o'clock. Brad is in Middletown. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Sal. How's it going? It's been a while.
How are you, Brad? Good to hear from you.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Listen, a lot of people might think I'm crazy for saying this, but oh well. Personally, the owners of the other baseball teams want Cashman to panic because you got Eugenio Suarez, who's got 4 months left before he's a free agent, third base, and having a great year. They're hoping that the Yankees will cut through some of their top prospects for the guy. They made that mistake with Soto, even though Soto had a great year. But now, Michael King, all those pitchers are gone. What the Yankees should do is keep what they got, if anything. Now, this is me personally. Anything. They should go to Detroit and see what to get Trey Sweeney back from Detroit and put him at third base where he played in the Yankee farm system. Good glove, good bat, and take it from there because they've given up too much on their youth for guys that are on their careers are on their way out.
Yeah, here's the thing. Why is Detroit, Brad, and thank you for the call. Good to hear from you. Why is Detroit making any trades like that right now? They're not giving up Sweeney. Why would they do that? And I'm with you. I don't want Eugenio Suarez. It's not that it's a knock on him. It's that I don't think he's a great fit for the Yankees. So combined with what it's going to take to get him, and I think the Yankees have bigger needs. Yes, they need a third baseman. They do not need a third baseman who's going to hit 30-plus home runs. And you would say, well, why wouldn't anybody take a third baseman who's on fire, going to hit 30-plus home runs? You take that. With the Yankees, I wouldn't because they have a bunch of guys who can hit home runs. I want a more balanced, well-rounded baseball player. A third baseman who's going to be great defensively, or at the very least, very good defensively, and put the bat on the ball. Put the ball in play. I'd rather somebody who hits 300 as opposed to 30 home runs. I think the Yankees need a more balanced hitter than a 35 home run guy. Not to mention that would be down the list of priorities where you look at bullpen, potentially another starter. I'd rather go the IKF route if I'm the Yanks. They don't need a star at third base. They have plenty of stars in that lineup.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not the issue. Frank is in Fairfield. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Sal. Like your show, I'm 100% with you on Dodo. I can't understand why he's not there. He's one of the best top three players in the game. And I think the reason why he should be an all-star is look what he did for the Mets just coming over. He made everybody else around him better. They had a great record. They had some issues with some injuries. But I'm surprised there hasn't been more of an uproar in him not being tonight. The all-star game will not be the same without him.
You nailed it, Frank, and thank you for the call. And not just because we agree, but because you nailed it. The All-Star game's not going to be the same without him, and there should be more of an uproar here. And maybe the reason why there isn't, and this is just the truth of the situation, is because half the fan base in this town hates Juan Soto or is mad at Soto for leaving, which is fair. Like, that's a part of the deal. But if it were just a singular team, if this were the Knicks, that's why I tried to make it like if it were Aaron Judge before. If this were the Knicks and their superstar player got wronged like this, Jalen Brunson or whatever, we'd be going nuts about it. Maybe it's because there are certain Mets that are in there, certain Yankees that are in there. I think it's more that Soto has split the fan bases even further than it felt before. We know there's always the divide with the Mets and Yankees, but Soto has made that gap even wider. More animosity there now than ever. But this is a huge deal as it pertains to the All-Star game. Like, it's all relative. None of it means anything. But if we're going to celebrate Aaron Boone for being there, or Aaron Judge, or Jazz Chisholm, or Carlos Rodon, or David Peterson, or Francisco Lindor, or Pete Alonso, dude, like, to me, all those stars, it not having Soto there takes away from having those stars there. It's a glaring omission that prevents at least me from embracing the All-Star game and getting excited about it. No Soto, no Sal. Eric is calling from Massapequa. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal. What's going on? I just I agree with a lot of things you say, but I disagree on this Soto thing. If you look at it, you keep talking about stats and stats. The first 2 months of the year, he hit 200. With runners on base and runners in scoring position this year, he's hitting 183 and 176. He had a phenomenal June. I'm not going to take that away from him. But the first 2 months of the year, he was really bad. Like, I think you're forgetting how bad he was those first 2 months.
Yeah, he was not bad. He was bad in comparison to what he normally does.
No, he hit 223 and 232 and 219 the first 2 months of the year. That's terrible.
No,
and that was 200 total at bat.
Yeah, but look at the power numbers that he had as well. Look at his OPS.
I'm looking at it. He had 2 home runs and 6 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, you're forgetting how bad he was.
No. Believe me, Eric, I'm not forgetting it. I'm the first one to call him out. I called him out after 20 games.
No, you were. I agree. I remember you saying it.
I'm not forgetting it, but you have to understand that if you look at his number, first of all, you can't just go based off of 2 months. If that's what we're doing now, then what's the point? So why do we even play June?
That's what they do.
But then that's wrong. And it also should go about last year. It should go by his track record, number one. Number two, the type of numbers that he puts up. June is a part of it. Why are you or anybody else valuing May or April more than June or the beginning of July? That doesn't make any sense. Also, Juan Soto was bad in comparison to his standards, not bad overall. Now, he's been god-awful with runners in scoring position. That I agree with you on. But is that the measurement now? I mean, I don't understand why he was bad in April or May. Oh, yeah, but look at his June. Even if your thought is he was bad in April and May, and I don't think he was bad. I think he was disappointing, and I don't think he's anywhere near his standards. But even his bad, how many times is he on base? Look at his on base or look at his OPS, whatever you want to say, in comparison to others. How was Aaron Judge April last year? How'd Judge do in April last year? Do you know why you're not concerned about Judge in April last year? Give you a second to think about it. Because Juan Soto was a beast, and it got overlooked when he was with the Yankees, and the Yankees won. Aaron Judge had an awful, awful April. Awful. Did he make the All-Star team? How'd he do that? He had a good May and a good June, I'm assuming, right? So why is that different? Are we counting April or are we not? June doesn't count. We only count April and May when it's selective to the argument. And we leave out June when it's selective to the argument. I mean, June's a part of the first half of the season, guys. I mean, come on. Dennis is in Woodbridge, New Jersey. What's up, Dennis?
Good afternoon, Sal. So I'm a lifelong Met fan. And I'm just going to say the reason he's not on the team is because a lot of players on the team, on the league, do not like him. I don't like his antics. I think he's a bit of a hot dog. I could read some of the other players' body language, seeing they don't like him. Do you remember the game against Atlanta? I was a Strider or one of their other really good pitchers. There was a pitch right down the middle. And Soto's bending out of the way, looking back at the umpire. And the pitcher's going, it was down the middle. Pitchers don't yell at batters normally like that if they respect them. Aaron Judge could have a bad year. He's respected by everybody in the league.
Well, maybe that's the case. That's fair, Dennis, and thank you for the call. Maybe they don't like him, but that's not right. And who cares if they like him or not? He's an all-star. Was Barry Bonds well-liked? I don't remember him getting snubbed by the all-star team or the all-star selectors. By the way, Soto, I'm not sure where the last caller was getting his information from 2 calls ago. He hit 241 in April, March. So maybe he was leaving out March. I'm not sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.